This is the Power Podcast. My name is Sarah of Underground Crowds. We hit Bible topics,
smash book studies,
punch out some songs here and there,
and light up
His Word to strengthen our souls. Thanks for listening. Okay, we're going to talk about blessings and curses. We're going through Deuteronomy 28 through 30. And so let's pray, because I feel like the Lord keeps pushing me back to this, but I'm not quite sure what all He has to say. Lord, I pray that You would meet us and meet me and help me to just be a vessel for Your use. What You have to say to us through these scriptures about the choices we make in our Christian life and why, what are the telltale signs we are going the wrong way, and maybe some of the questions about why we can't keep hitting up against the same walls, or coming back around to the same problems. I pray that You would help us grow through these passages. In Jesus' name, amen. So I don't know about any of you, but I have a really rough week. Really, really rough week. It started off really bad. And in fact, I really thought that there, you know, would be a break from part of my family permanently. Turning off the mail. Not going to get into any details. But I've been thinking a lot, and even my husband was helping me think about what led to this chasm, this breakup. Why? And he brought up some things like, why do these conversations go this way? Where's the fallout? What, you know, to rethink, what were the steps that took place? What are some decisions maybe that I'm making over and over again that causes me to get into this same situation again? Now, concerning that, that was a one-off. It was, it was a realization for me that, but I didn't quite know how to do it. For me to really set up a boundary as an adult, you know, I'm not 14, you know. There were boundaries that had come down somehow, and I think maybe the way I went about putting the boundaries back up was probably not perfect, at all. Probably not, and I don't think it was perfect at all. But it was pretty confusing, and I definitely lost my cool. And so maybe we'll touch on our habits, that small everyday stuff, the jumping to conclusions. The whatever it is that we are, the way we talk to people, the way we engage, why is it so hard to look inward? So let's start reading. And we've got to know the context here is that God has pulled aside a people, But there's a primary, our primary purpose on this earth is to glorify God. And so God set up a people whose primary purpose was to glorify God. And I tend to start thinking God should be more interested in my happiness than his glory. And I had to, everything was just like on the floor. And so I was not happy. I was really quite sad. And it was a lot of work just to look up. It was a lot of work just to put one foot in front of the other. And I had given up, you know, altogether on happiness or whatever. And then, it occurred to me that that's not what this is primarily about. And so when we face something that's awful in front of us, are we more interested in it getting out of the way so that we can feel comfortable again? Or are we interested in letting God examine us and walk through it for his glory? Because the latter is hard work. So let's start reading Deuteronomy 28. Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God to observe carefully all of his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. What I am driven to believe about this idea of blessings and cursings is that these are primarily victoriously won or devastatingly lost, not to the point of, loss of salvation, spiritual battles. If we start to think of the decisions that we're making to obey him and the task that he has before us, if we start to think that maybe even the little stuff, the little quick things that we do without thinking about it, is either a battle won or lost. For example, the way I speak to my kids when I'm frustrated with them. The way I handle a difficult relationship. The way I deal with my finances. The way I deal with projects I haven't finished or I have finished. We can get overwhelmed. We go down this path too, when we go down this path, because there's a difference between what God wants us to do and what we have put upon ourselves. Does that make any sense? So give yourself a buffer here, because there might be endless projects, in your quilt room that you have not finished and you're just thinking, oh man, I'm like the worst. And I get here. But there are things that the Lord wants you to do. And there's that kitty quilt that you decided you were going to do. There's difference. A difference. But if we start thinking of our daily decisions that got, things that happen, that we think happened to us, but in a sense, they were assigned to us, okay? If we start thinking at this thing a little differently, I feel like sometimes just a target, right? And these things are happening to me and they're hitting the bullseye too often. What if, And this is what, this was what alighted on my darkened brain this last weekend. What if I had things set before the whole meltdown this last weekend. I had a certain idea of how things were going to go and lined it all out. And this makes sense. And this makes sense. And this makes sense. And then it blew up in my face. If I start to think that this, I'm just this innocent bystander and these things happen to me, they have more power then at that point to destroy me. Yes or no? If I think of myself as a target and circumstances, bad, good, happening to me, I've just equipped it, whatever it is, whatever that bad thing is, with the weapon to destroy me. Because I am just this passive, paint a target on me, box to shoot at, right? What if, and this is what I think blessings and cursings is about, ultimately about. What if those things are assignments? Well, think about it. Now, I am not passive, right? I am a soldier. I am a active member, right? God is expecting all of Israel to be active members. What does he say? Diligently obey. He's commanding them to get their head in the game. Okay, what if we're active members in the body of Christ? Wait, then I've just removed the weapon from those said circumstances that are coming my way. They're coming my way tomorrow, the next day, the rest of my life. These things are coming, but no longer am I covering my head like this is a dodgeball game, but I don't have a ball. I'm just getting fired at. What if now I'm equipped with the weapon, the sword of God's word? Take up your armor. Remember that passage in scripture? So that you might be able to stand. Not paint a target on you, stand in the corner. No, that you might be able to engage in this thing. Because what if those circumstances that we think are out to get us are really assignments? Now, I wouldn't put the word opportunities on there. Maybe somebody prefer that. Maybe they're assignments. Maybe that is the thing that I'm going to decide I'm victorious over or I'm defeated by. When we sit down and we do a task or we just go to the kitchen and do the dishes. We have not done our job if the dishes are still in the sink. Okay? I don't care what standard of clean you have. If you went in to do the dishes, but the dishes, this is what I think my kids think doing dishes are. Dishes are still here. You want to try this again? How about y'all come back? Do you see what I see here? We've all had this dialogue with our children. Are you sure you cleaned your room? Because I don't think so. This looks no different than it did 3 hours ago. What have you been doing? And that's what we're going to get into. What does it look like to complete these tasks? What does it look like? Peace out. Again, thanks for listening. Catch the next part of this series, usually Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. You can also find Underground Crowds on Twitter, Patreon, Bandcamp, or undergroundcrowds.com.